You Touched Me by D.H. Lawrence. The pottery house was a square, ugly brick house, girt in by the wall that enclosed the whole grounds of the pottery itself. To be sure, a privet hedge partly masked the house and its ground from the pottery yard and works, but only partly. Through the hedge could be seen the desolate yard and the many-windowed factory-like pottery. Over the hedge could be seen the chimneys and the outhouses. But inside the hedge, a pleasant garden and lawn sloped down to a willow pool, which had once supplied the works. The pottery itself was now closed, the great doors of the yard permanently shut. No more the great crates with yellow straw showing through stood in stacks by the packing shed. No more the drays drawn by great horses rolled down the hill with a high load. No more the pottery lasses in their clay-coloured overalls, their faces and their hair splashed with fine grey mud, shrieked and larked with the men. All that was over. "We like it much better, oh, much better, quieter," said Matilda Rockley. "Oh, yes," assented Emmy Rockley, her sister. "I'm sure you do," agreed the visitor. But whether the two Rockley girls really liked it better, or whether they only imagined they did, is a question. Certainly their lives were much more grey and dreary, now that the grey clay had ceased to spatter its mud and silt its dust over the premises. They did not quite realise how they missed the shrieking, shouting lasses whom they had known all their lives and disliked so much. Matilda and Emmy were already old maids. In a thorough industrial district, it's not easy for the girls who have expectations above the common to find husbands. The ugly industrial town was full of men, young men who were ready to marry, but they were all colliers or pottery hands, mere workmen. The Rockley girls would have about £10,000 each when their father died. £10,000 worth of profitable house property. It was not to be sneezed at. They felt so themselves, and refrained from sneezing away such a fortune on any mere member of the proletariat. Consequently, bank clerks or nonconformist clergymen or even school teachers having failed to come forward, Matilda had begun to give up all idea of ever leaving the pottery house.